And JT right over here.
Welcome back to the We Can Pick a Title podcast. Hey. We're actually recording on the ferry. You can kind of see some cars in behind us and the things flapping away. I'd turn it around, but it probably took us easily 5 minutes to get our stupid arm holdy phone thingy holder stuff.
I mean, our wonderful clamp arms.
Oh, they're really cool.
Super grateful for.
The dude in the truck, like...
Oh, he stopped staring now.
Staring again. Quite a bit, trying to figure out what we're getting up to over here, wondering why there's a black octopus attacking us. Anyways, it's Sunday here, which means it's Wednesday where you're listening. And because we time travel for this show, it's not because of editing and render time.
Yeah, or anything. No. It's all about the space-time continuum. Yeah.
So it's eight in the morning. We've got up early. Eyes are scratchy.
Early, I was up at 6.
Yeah.
6 a.m. this one. She was...
I did 6:10 and then I did 6:15. I don't really press the snooze thing, but somebody was on the toilet in the morning reading his paper.
Yep, reading my morning news.
Yeah, your Facebook news whatever.
Making coffee.
You didn't make coffee.
No, that's my making coffee. I don't drink coffee.
He doesn't drink coffee, but sometimes he makes coffee for me. But I'm all weird and fussy about how I make my coffee now. I like it like nectar. Anyways.
Cowboy coffee?
It's not kicking in at all. I was a little car sick after our trip over, like just getting to the ferry lineup. Jason drove very nicely, but the roads are windy. And I was balancing... our four pieces of toast on a plate, so I was like trying to keep it from like sliding on every corner, and that was tricksy. So anyways, our podcast this time is gonna be town tripping. I checked the insurance papers on the truck and I'm like, oh shit, we have like 2 more days of insurance on there. I didn't get a notification or whatever that it was time and we don't have stickers on our license plates anymore. I don't know if anybody anywhere else does stickers still.
They took away the stickers for us.
Yeah. So I figured it was still around the same time. Sorry, I'm bouncing all around.
That's me.
That's
my vault.
I'm attached to his steering wheel and he's like reaching. He's doing some sort of reach around.
My tummy touches the steering wheel sometimes.
So we're in my tack room. I affectionately call Dora the tack room now. Yeah, because
Dora the Explorer?
Yeah, saves me lugging it in and out of the house. Anyways, we're here. Welcome back. Thank you for joining us. And we're probably going to have a bunch of littler times pieced together because
that's me.
It might be late when we get home.
So
we don't have anything in the bowl because going to town.
You're not allowed to smoke on the ferry.
Yeah,
so
it's crazy.
We'll maybe we'll stop somewhere. We'll do a parking lot one or something.
Yeah, if we have a layover on the way back or something.
Some doobies.
All right. So maybe we'll do one of those. Just in case you want to make some money or... in case the ferry rates went up and we got to make $5 or whatever. Well, I don't know. What doobies are probably more than $5 now. I don't even know.
Depends on the doobies
I
roll.
It's been a long time since I bought a doobie.
Doobies I roll. Definitely worth more than $5.
Yeah.
The sun is hitting my tooth cap just perfectly.
Madonna, is that you? Yeah.
Oh, hello.
Because that's how Madonna talks.
Yeah, hello, my name is Madonna.
She is a little puffy in the cheeks now.
She's definitely different. And she looks Asian now. She's got a real Asian-esque kind of thing going on.
She's getting all exotic and stiff.
Oop, I got to adjust my brightness here or something.
Why are you adjusting your brightness?
I was going to bring the ring lights
really
too,
bright but in front of me.
That might be too much. You know.
I'm just going to do this because mine's moving a lot.
You just adjust for the movement. Yeah, there you go. There's your motion sickness.
You guys are going to have motion sickness.
Pretty calm waves out here actually today on the old, I don't know if anybody cares to know, the ferry is the MV Tachuk. MV, I think, stands for motor vehicle or something.
I don't know about that.
Motor vessel. Motored vessel. That's what it is. Motorized vessel. Yeah. Because SS is steamship.
Ah.
MV. This is the MV Tajik, and it was built in 1969.
Or the SS might be a Soma Feldmayer situation.
Soma Seamoon.
You like
I did some research on the ferry.
Okay.
I don't know if anybody's bored to tears or not, but
I do have some things. But is it gonna be stuff I can make jokes about?
Oh yeah, for sure.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Hit us.
Yeah. Well, the first one is it was made in 1969. 69.
Anybody? 69.
Anybody? Nobody's jumping.
How about we 68 and I'll owe you one?
Hell. It was made in Vancouver. British Columbia, okay. If you can believe it.
I've heard of that place.
By Allied Shipbuilders.
Oh, you know? I thought you were going to say, like, Ally. Like, that was the guy's name. I was like, what?
Ally Shipbuilder.
That's a lot of work. It's a big ship, you guys. A lot of stairs.
It is a big ship. It's 797 tons.
What?
I know, right?
I was like, how many whales is that?
Well,
I guess it depends on the type of whale.
I forgot last night I was going to look up other things that weigh 797
tons. Oh,
nice,
yeah.
I looked up other things that happened in 1969.
Okay.
You know.
What happened then?
Richard Nixon was president when this ship was born.
Okay. Tricky Nick?
Built.
Dick?
Pierre Trudeau.
Yeah, I heard of him.
Tricky, what'd you say?
Tricky Dick? Tricky Dicky? Yeah, something. It's early.
Sugar by the Archies.
Okay.
Sugar, bubble, boop, 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 boop. You are my
candy girl.
And you want me
watching you. Scary singing old songs, because some of them sort of make you feel like, is this like a pedophile thing?
Well, I guess it depends on the lyrics, right? Because there is definitely some that are like
your
fucking
candy
sweet
girl?
16 and
yeah,
candy girls. You know, she's sweet.
It's
sweet
not like
candy and
kids at the park,
you know,
and he's like, and I'm watching you
handing out candy to girls. No, I'm gonna say no.
Okay, so what else you got? What else happened in 69 besides allegedly? Here we go.
The top movies in 1969.
Allegedly.
There you go.
People are like, what is she doing?
Yeah, exactly. Everybody else.
Yeah. Anyways.
So far, we're not getting too many people prying, though.
Okay.
I'm happy about that.
Anyways. 69.
Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid was the number one movie.
Okay.
69.
Heard of that one?
Yeah, I haven't seen that one, so definitely got to do some watching here. The Love Bug. You know, remember Herbie?
Yeah.
Beep, beep.
Yeah.
The Love Bug.
Oh, fucking rates.
My
first stepdad had a white VW Beetle.
With the stripes, the racing stripes, and the number 53?
No.
I think on it?
No, 53? It was incognito.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It was incognito Herbie.
Yeah. More of a herpy than a Herbie. Just joking.
Only popped up every now and then.
Just when you're stressed out.
Midnight Cowboy was the number 3 movie.
Okay.
Which is one I got to watch because somebody else on another podcast was talking about it the other day and how amazing of a movie it is and how groundbreaking and awesome it was. Because I'm pretty sure it's someone
I'm
like John Voight.
Drugstore Cowboy. That's like a porno, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the one with...
Sorry, I got confused. I was like, what?
Well, but
this
is a notable thing?
Just...
No, I think Midnight Cowboy might be the, like, the gigolo
okay.
one.
A gigawho?
A gigawho?
Okay. Hopefully the person behind us isn't picking his nose too much. You guys let us know if you see.
No, he's just rolling a doobie.
Okay.
He's okay. You can't see him behind my head.
You can see him behind
mine. I'm covering him up for copyright.
I just realized you can see him right above my saddle. I'll do this.
Oh, okay.
So I can't see it.
No, I'll block him.
While he roasts that bone. I do this.
There you go. You do that.
And make this face.
Sure, it's really big here. It's a new shirt, everybody.
Is that a new shirt?
It's a new shirt. It's a blue. It's a different color of blue than you're used to.
Okay.
That's really all I looked up for 1969.
Okay. Well, you know,
that happens.
Our ferry trip's about a 40-minute ride across once they get all settled, but they do like all the... If you guys have ever been on a ferry, you probably know that they do like a safety warning announcement, so we had to... Wait for all that.
Official kind of.
So you guys probably don't want to hear that in the background. You guys, let us know. Was it too noisy this one while we're on the ferry? You can see a little bit of the where we're going. when my phone stops jiggling. It's Quadra Island there. We actually go backwards. We, like, come out of Cortez, twirl around. Well, I think it's just like a 180, but maybe it's twirly. And then I think that's the official term. Yeah, like a disco moonwalk, Healy, whatever.
Yeah.
And then they moonwalk across the water. Over to
come on.
The other island.
Come on.
And then we gotta make sure we have our octopus tentacles off the
off and put away.
Off the thing.
A little weird to steer here. Oh, you got an extreme close up.
Oh, Jason's turned into the right. You can see my yellow teeth. Anyways, yeah, so there's the quadrant right there. You can see it. It's really good right now. The sun's not on there.
That, let's stop and see how bad the noise is.
Good idea. Yeah. Okay, we'll be right back. All right, we're back. We checked. I'm jiggling all around because Jason bumped the steering wheel.
Let's suck it in.
He's sucking it in, and I'm going to move all around. Okay, it's like a video game in here. Did you play video games growing up?
I definitely did. I was thinking about the Super Mario Brothers movie that we watched recently.
Yeah, I might have fallen asleep or gone to bed.
What? You weren't up and about? And bleep, bloop, 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 bloop.
I didn't grow up playing it, but I did babysit a friend's kid who was big into Mario, so I recognize like the levels and the characters and stuff and the music, but
The music's good because, like, I think anybody, even if you didn't play, you know the bleep bloop bloop bleep bloop bloop,
like you recognize the sound effects and stuff too,
and you know Mario, Luigi, and Peach and Toad and all that stuff.
I think so.
No matter what, I think.
Yeah, and there's lava sometimes.
Yeah, I liked it. I don't know. I didn't know what I would think about it, mainly, because I am a big fan. I'm not, like, a huge Mario fan, but I'm a big video game fan, especially from back in the day. You know, like, I played it growing up. And
just Mario? That's it?
No, played everything. You know, okay. Mario is maybe one of the least, and then when, like, Mario 2 came out, and then you're like, oh, I gotta try that. And then Mario, you know, you play the hell out of that for a while, and then Mario 3 comes out, like, ooh, okay, let's play that too.
So, you know, the different numbers, or is that like a karate belt, like when you get better at it, you learn new things? Or is it like...
Yes. Yes, oh, okay. And.
Or do you just have different levels and goals and you know,
it's
stuff
a
to do?
Karate Mario. Kung Fu-yo, they call them.
Okay.
No, that's not true at all.
I didn't really play video games. I think there was like some Duck Hunt and
Duck Hunt's awesome.
Astro Smash.
I'm doing the dog that comes up.
Maybe at our
Astro Smash
friends.
That's
David
old school.
Weiss, David and Sarah Weiss. They had like a, what was that, Intellivision?
Yeah. They, or Coleco or
something. They
Atari.
Had like a sweet setup and
Astro Smash.
It was totally not in my, like, we'd barely watch TV, right? So for me to like sit and learn how to play a game like that, it was hard for me. And because I wasn't very good at it and I was younger, like the other kids, like just the boys or Sarah would play mostly.
Oh, right.
Like they would still let me play, but I didn't know what I was doing. I'd die right away, and then it's the next person's turn, and you got 3 hours because they're really fucking good at it.
Well, that was the problem with the games back in the day, single player games.
Yeah.
You know, it was like, we're a team. As soon as you lose, then we'll both play.
Yeah.
You know, like, no. My brother, back and forth, we'd like, he'd do the same thing. Like, well, you are playing. You're supporting me. No, that doesn't count as playing.
Yeah, I played a little bit of Spyro.
Oh, right.
I can't remember who it was. Somebody had a Spyro game, and they were like, hey, you know, you can play this. And I'm into dragons, born near the dragon, and I like the color blue. So I was like, hey, this is cool. But I like a game where you just go from the left side of the screen to the right side, kind of maybe like the Mario, like it was up and down. Whereas, like, once you get into, like, the quest games where you have to go and find all the stuff, I would get lost in there, and to be honest, I was probably stoned if I was sitting around playing video games with somebody. So
it's a long way to go.
And I didn't really start playing video games until after I was smoking weed.
Oh, yeah.
So that was like in my 20s.
Right.
You know?
So like 11 or so.
Yeah, know? No.
15? No.
No. There was weed around where I grew up, but yeah, nobody was giving me any. Yeah, they were like, no, she's weird enough, I guess.
To go out and play some video games with?
Yeah, I don't know if weed would have done me any good growing up. Probably wouldn't have.
No.
No.
No. Me neither. I mean, maybe.
Maybe. Maybe it would have fixed everything.
You know, fixed everything, yeah. Everything that's wrong with me now.
Anyways.
Yeah, that was the only solution.
What was your favorite video game?
Oh, man.
Street Fighter. We used to watch Knight and play some Street Fighter you and I first got together. Fighter, actually, when I first
Mortal Kombat
met you, you were like hanging out at Tom's house, sitting on the couch playing a video game, and you stopped the video game like mid-level to talk to me. And I'd never seen anybody stop a game unless like they'd pass it off to somebody else or pause it or something. And you just turned it off, and I was like, what?
No. It's just a video game.
Yeah.
You know, some sexy woman walks into your room. You're like, bleh.
Well, it wasn't in your room. It was the living room.
Well, into a room that you're in.
Yeah, you know, exactly.
Yeah, same thing.
Yeah. And I was waiting for my friend to get changed or whatever because we were going to do something else. I was like, what?
Yeah. What, girl? Yeah. Girl? I could smell a girl. Oh, God, shut off everything. I'm a tough guy. It doesn't just sit around playing video games all day.
Get your pecs all perked up. Old Perky Pecs Thompson, they used to call him.
Did they?
I don't know.
Nobody told me that.
Had lots of nicknames, but that wasn't the one that I remember. Yeah, I'd never seen that happen before.
Hey, I wonder what game it was. Call of Duty. Definitely would have been Call of Duty back in the day.
Yeah. Could have been.
Yeah. Or he had a pretty big TV, so
Street Fighter, but that was
could have been Street Fighter.
Mostly versus somebody, and I don't think you were versus saying anybody.
Yeah, probably not. Hey, yeah. I'm just admiring my
your silver silver stripes there. It's neat that like if you're on the YouTube version watching, you can you can really see the sparkle in Jason's beard.
I'm getting a real good. Like view here that I'd never really seen before. Like my nose, the crooked of my nose where I had it broke a long time ago was
you couldn't see that?
Very obvious.
Yeah.
You know?
This is a super flattering position.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's probably fun to listen to and not look at.
Super fun.
Yeah.
Sorry, listeners.
Did you guys play any video games growing up, or do you play video games now?
Yeah.
Or are you still growing? I don't know. You probably shouldn't be listening to this if you're still growing. Because, you know.
That's a good point, actually.
Check in with your
parental
units.
16, 17-year-olds?
Guardians. Yes. Make sure. Just make sure that your guardians are cool with it.
Do people still grow at like 18, 19, 20, 34?
Yeah, I think so.
You know that thing?
You grow your whole life.
Oh, yeah.
Your eyeballs are
your
only
hair
thing.
And your fingernails.
Your ears do, and your nose does, and your feet do.
Oh, yeah.
Usually waistline.
Is that why old people have such big noses and ears and stuff?
Yeah, they don't stop growing their whole life.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, so my nose is getting bigger.
Yeah, and your eyeballs are the size they're going to be right as soon as you're born. That's the size your eyes are going to be.
Will they always be squinty like this?
depends where the sun is.
Right. How many bowls you smoked.
And how many bowls you smoked. Mm-hmm. The sun was so low on the horizon when we left this morning at like 6:30. I had to close my eyes pulling up out of the driveway.
Yeah.
Because it was just way too bright. Like, I need those glasses that have, like, the click-on
those are
sunglass
sweet. Doodads. I had those back in the day.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are sweet.
Get them online or whatever now, so I might have to try out a pair of those.
I always wanted some of the ironic, like, old-school flip-up style, you know, and even when they were uncool, because they'd probably be cool now.
Clip-on flip-ups.
Yeah, for sure.
But aviator, you just got to make sure that you match the right shape.
Well, that was my problem, was the ones that I had. Like, I had the old school sort of wireframe glasses that were like this big. And then the only
other... How big is that?
It's about this big.
Yeah?
Yeah. And then the only clip-on flip style were like this big.
Way
like,
bigger.
And like ladies teardrop style ones too. They were just huge. So it'd be like... And it would just crank up my glasses, so I had like hold my glasses while flipping them up and stuff. I was like, these aren't gonna
work. It was worth it.
Yeah. And then they came up with the kind with the little magnet on them where you just
oh yeah. Yeah.
Those were so sweet.
Yeah.
I don't know if they still make those.
They're making those now. They advertise them on my Facebook all the time.
Because they have those transition ones now and stuff, too.
Yeah.
And they make the transition contacts. That was freaky. Crystal, our friend Crystal, had those. And
it, all of a sudden her eyes when I was working with her,
it tripped me out a couple times. Because you know, we'd be talking or whatever, and I'd look at her, and then I'd do like a double or triple take, and then look, and her pupils were just huge, like hugely black. And I'm like, well, what the fuck is going on?
How many mushrooms like,
pizza? Tripping balls all of a sudden. But it was her contacts, because her contacts were shaded or something. Okay. And so in the sun, they transitioned over, and then all of a sudden it was like just black. I was like, holy crap, I don't know if that's a good look or not. Like, I get it that it maybe
not
helps your eyes
on the job,
but yeah, exactly. Crazy. Yeah,
but I guess if you don't have to put them on and off, you just need that time to adjust in between, probably.
Yeah,
like same with transition glasses, you can't just go running from sunshine right into the shade or something.
Well, and I think they work a lot quicker now than the old ones. I remember 20 years ago,
the other ones were like beep, beep, like getting on the internet.
You had to turn this knob.
Yeah.
Like little shades.
Boop, boop,
Came up and down like Venetian blinds.
It's just like a little string hanging off the side of your glasses. Yeah. Holy shit.
That's really good.
That's pretty nice. Bit of a max headroom situation or something.
Oh, better than minimum headroom.
I see a quadrant behind us. I got all excited before because I could see it. You guys see it up above my ponytail.
Well, I thought you jumped the gun a little bit because I was like, we haven't been going for more than 10 minutes.
I only take the ferry like maybe 4 times a year. What's going on with my bangs? Okay, so you guys, I cut bangs when we had Chris Ryerson on the show. I got all excited and decided to cut myself some bangs. Hadn't done that in 4 years. And I have quite curly hair, so bangs are fucking crazy high maintenance for me, but my forehead was getting a lot of sun. You guys can probably see it's got some sun damage over the last couple month, I guess, because I don't have a hat, so I've ordered some hats that'll help to protect it. But I do wear SPF 30 or SPF 50. Oh, Jason.
Yeah, making some bangs for myself.
Jason looks really pretty with his bangs. From the side, it's great. They just like twist out like a wave of Nazareth or something.
Other than the fact that they're driving me absolutely nuts. But.
Yeah, that's the other thing, that they kind of drive you crazy. They looked really cute 2 days ago. I flat ironed them. And then, yeah, yesterday I kind of put them back up.
It really makes for a different look.
Yeah.
I see why people do it.
Yeah, it's fun.
It's driving me fucking crazy having it on my. I can't stand having hair on my forehead.
Well, you're allergic to everybody else, so it would make sense that your hair would piss you off.
My own hair.
Oh, I like the way you twirled it around your eyebrows.
Yeah,
there,
you gotta do it like that.
Just so that you can see the arch here. Oh, and when you
do one of these?
You gotta drop your chin down again and like. Not do like a scary face like that.
Hi, everybody.
Holy shit.
Hello. Really pop those cheeks.
But everybody like floofs them up now. You might regret it for later though, throughout the day. There you go. You gotta let your curls pop. There you go. All the dudes are getting perms.
God, that guy that stared at us just boned right up. Guaranteed.
Oh, he fell asleep actually.
Oh.
The lady
still boned right up.
The lady looks annoyed though.
She's boned right up for sure.
She looks annoyed as hell that we're still talking so much and having fun. Sorry guys.
Get that out of my face.
Yeah, I think this is the first time we've been on the ferry where Jason hasn't fallen asleep. So we might have figured.
I don't fall asleep all the time. What do you mean? What are you talking about? That is the first time hearing about this. What's this? I never fall asleep on the ferry, do I?
Every single time you get on the ferry and you like put on a show. Not that I'm saying it's bad or anything. And then you just fall asleep right away.
Oh, yeah?
Instantly.
Well, I mean, if there's something on.
It's like we're up, like, 3 hours earlier than you normally
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
and then you seem to, like, stay up super-duper late right before.
Well, I was rolling doobies.
Yeah.
Pre-rolling doobies. And
watching all your favorite shows and making sure your shows are on your phone.
Yeah, I put some new From on the old blop-dop there.
Yeah. Yeah. Blop-topped it over?
Blop-topped it over. That's what we call the old Android tablet. Blop-top. It's not a laptop, but it's a blop-top.
It's for blopping.
Yeah. Anybody care about this?
Nobody. No. Everybody's bored. Okay. Well, we're going to cut that. And then we're going to catch up with you a little later today, which will be right now. Hey guys, we made it onto the Quadra Ferry. They got like a whole two ferry thing, and it's my first time being on here, so I'm gonna turn my camera around. I'm just holding it in my grubby little fingers, and
we'll do like a little.
Oh, because I'm a kid. I don't know if you guys can see any of that. And so there's like a car area up top, and we're not gonna go that way because that guy's in his car. Yeah.
I didn't do any research on this ferry at all, because, fuck those guys.
Yeah. It's a new-to-us ferry, and,
It's got a whole upper decker, we like to call it.
Upper echelon? Yeah,
sometimes when you take an upper decker.
Maybe, yeah. I don't know.
What you folks out there know what an upper decker is?
Apparently I'm not good with my Steadicam.
I know people in my circle know what an upper decker is, but I don't know if you find folks out there.
Isn't an upper decker where you, like, take the top off the water reservoir of the toilet and then you poop in there?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. That seems evil.
Dump in the top tank, we like to call it.
Oh.
You know, upper decker. Yeah. Yeah, it's not good.
Yeah. We're just here on the Quadra Ferry. We slid right on here. And we'll be in town in probably like 10 minutes. And
that lady beside me looked pretty scared. She was pulling up. She was just like,
she's like 40 cars away. But we'll give all these people on the ferry their privacy, and we'll catch up with you and keep you posted. We'll be right back.
Oh, okay. Hey, folks, sorry to interject here real quick. I just did the bathroom at the grocery store here, and I had to show you. It's the lowest urinal I've ever seen in my life, I think. It's about waist height or so at the top of it, so you can see the wet floor sign, how low it is there. Ooh, I hear flesh. Maybe that's Bobby G. See you later.
Hey guys, we made it back onto the Quadra Ferry already. This two ferry system is kicking butt. They're both working today. We got all our running around done.
I don't know if anybody can hear you.
I don't know if anybody can hear me. I'm talking a little quieter because our windows are down. But this ferry is so much quieter. I'm gonna spin you around so you can see. There's a.
I got a dot right here.
There's a Jason.
Oh, we're turning
from
now.
The side, and then there's some. You might be able to see out there. Maybe there's there, and then over there, and then.
Woo. Here, I'll get my. Here, you can see outside there.
Yeah. Yeah, we're in a situation.
Not to blur out that person's eyes. That's okay.
Talking to you and finish this one up pretty soon, I guess.
Yeah, I think probably in the ferry lineup, like for the next ferry, maybe.
I don't know.
We'll see what happens. I don't know.
It's going good.
We,
it's
know,
going good.
The plan was to do a bit of a.
Pardon me.
To do a bit of a, you know, not a day in the life of going to town, but adventures of going to town. And then we didn't run out of time, but we decided to go a little earlier, leave and go back home because we like home.
Yeah, it's. So, this o'clock now, whatever that is.
We didn't really want to take any time to do too much in parking lots, et cetera, et cetera. And there's people and things everywhere, and it was busy uptown, so.
So even a, like, zippy through, make all the stops, heading home as soon as you can, it's still freaking
still
a
full day.
Still 6 a.m. Yeah, so far. It's just quarter after 2. And
quarter after 2
20
now.
20 after 2, and we're race across this other island. Well, just kidding.
We'll catch the 3 o'clock, I guess.
There'll be a 3:05. I think we can get on that one, unless that's lined up all the way to the Quadra store. And if it is, then we'll see if we can sneak in another segment.
And we'll eat some of the Chinese food that I got.
We're almost there.
All right.
Any questions? Do you guys have any questions about the ferries or any of that stuff?
The day tripping and how we do it. And
or if I got a hat.
What do we do? Or if
maybe we'll do an unbagging with all the shit that we bought.
We hit the dollar store. So,
we got some car insurance.
We got one thing at the dollar store, but then we also got a whole bunch of other stuff on top of
that. Yeah, there was bonus stuff.
But we got that one thing. I can't remember what it was now, but we got it.
It was the hat that I needed.
Oh, right. I also got a hat.
Jason wait till you got see epoxy, it. Epoxy. I don't cute. Know what he does.
Oh, and I got my that. Epoxy.
It's pretty heavy, I think.
Yeah, it's mainly just for huffing.
You got a pretty, you know, pretty flower hat.
Jam it straight up in the nose. You're just
going to shit.
I don't
know.
Yeah.
Anyways.
I don't want to yell at her too loud.
I'm going to pop you back out so that you can look a little bit more.
You can push that you button. Can see.
Oh, I can just hit the reverb. Oh, don't look at people's license plates.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We'll have to blur out some license plates, but that's okay.
License plates, I don't know.
We got Jay Leno in the car in front of us, so.
Real imitation Jay Leno.
Yeah, real imitation Jay Leno. Faux Leno.
Yeah. Oops. And you guys got to see my feet, and now we're back. Anyways.
You're not recording.
No, I stopped it somehow.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
And I stopped to somehow push the wrong button, and we'll patch all that together, and on the road.
It's going to be a fun edit again.
And I did eat a delicious taco. Okay. I don't know if you can see that.
Just pointing right at her delicious taco.
Hopefully you can see my taco.
Got some chipotle on that extra taco.
I ate the other two. It was like a three-pack. It was a way bigger taco shell than in the store. Anyways.
That's what's fun about going to town, though, is I get Chinese food. She gets tacos. It's like a food court, but all over town.
But
okay, we're coming in, making a bunch of noise, so.
Okay.
Love y'all. We'll see you in a little bit.
I think Jay Leno's right beside us there. So I think it's him.
It's elusive.
Oh, might be Jay Leno. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys can see him. Might not be.
One minute, 37 seconds later.
Yay! Oh, I gotta pull this a little closer, I think. There we go. That's better, everybody. Hey, I think that's better.
I hope so.
How's that sound, everybody?
Made it home.
Sultry smooth. A little studio smoothness now.
Yeah, I made it.
Made a successful trip to town and ventured the brave waters of the Pacific and all the sharks and octopuses. Out there?
I don't know.
Well, there's definitely sharks and octopuses out there.
Yeah.
But they're not really a concern for us as we, on our 30 car ferry.
Yeah, six.
You know.
Six gills sharks aren't really coming for you on the ferry.
Mike told me a story.
Oh, yeah?
He told me a story that he said that him and his dad were fishing on a boat.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know the exact story, but basically, like, his dad said, like, he pointed out, like, holy shit, or something like that. And Mike was like reeling in a fish or something at the time, or somebody was reeling in a fish, and the salmon shark or six gill shark came up and like almost got his elbow. Like it was like really close, I guess, to getting his elbow.
Biting down wow.
His elbow. So yeah, he told me that story. I was like, whoa, that's fun to know when I'm freshly here and just finished swimming in the ocean. Yeah.
Are salmon sharks and six gilled sharks different things? Or
No, I think they're the same thing. I think they're just different named. I don't know. I could look it up here, but I don't want to bother.
Okay.
Right now. We can look it up some other time.
Hmm.
So town trip. How long does it take everybody else to go to town and do some grocery shopping? All day? Does it take all day? Or you just zip over to the Walmart and do your thing? Not that I'm plugging Walmart. You know.
No.
Maybe a little bit. Where did we go? Superstore?
We had to go to Superstore. They had the Sussex insurance in there so I could renew the insurance on the truck.
Emergency town
trip. For one more year.
Mm-hmm. Emergency town trip. So, did you have fun?
Yeah. It was a good trip. Found some new pants and stuff.
Yay, everybody loves pants.
Bought some more hangers because
somebody has so many shirts.
He doesn't wear them.
Okay, this is new. I'm wearing this one.
Yeah.
It's brand spanking new.
He's got like a half a closet of shirts he's just keeping just in case shirts aren't made anymore and he has to keep them and he doesn't wear them because he hates the way they fit now. So I'm not sure why during the apocalypse they're going to fit better.
Well, because it's not that they'll fit better. Just my standards will be less because there won't be as many t-shirts to choose from.
Hmm.
I won't be able to just like you know, pick through my closet full of t-shirts or, like, be able to do laundry at a drop, you know, okay. moment's notice kind of thing. Huh. Zombies will be coming for me in the middle of a load. No. Oh. Laundry load. That's okay. that's a whole nother zombie monster game. Okay. Catch me in the middle of a load. You know? Cool. Yeah, so that's my thing with the shirts is, you know, one day when I'm a little more svelte, we'll say, mm-hmm. then we will be able to slide on into those shirts and feel comfortable wearing them.
Okay.
You know,
even,
I'd rather not.
Even though there's holes in them and some of them are patched
well,
up.
Well, okay, really there's a couple sketchy. That are holy.
A couple?
There's just a couple now.
Can you do math?
There's two.
Okay.
Show me more than two t-shirts in there.
Not t-shirts. That have holes in them. Not t-shirts. Button-ups.
Oh, I don't even know, but I don't even wear button-ups anymore.
I know, but there's a half a closet full of them. That's what I'm saying. I had to buy new hangers.
Well, because just in case.
You might need to button you know, something might up need some one day. Buttons-ups.
Huh. And how many of those have holes in them? I don't think any of those.
Oh, like 86 of them.
People don't care. We lost half the audience now a long time ago talking about yeah. my closet space.
I'm just saying. I had to buy come some, out of the closet. You asked me what I bought in town, and I had bought
that's
more.
That's a good point. All right, that's my fault.
Because you won't throw away anything.
A couple of t-shirts are holies, and legit, I like them because then I don't have to worry about even getting
oh, yeah, I don't care about the holy t-shirts. You know,
and I think those two are I got from my mom, maybe.
I think all the ones with the pocket on the front you got from Brenda.
Oh, those are long gone now. Okay. Those all just evaporated off my body a long time ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they vaporized into like just, woo! That's what happens with my clothes. I wear them to death, literally, and then they're just skeletons, you know.
Oh, weird.
Up to the sky, they do their
bold,
woo!
Bold technique.
Well, let's hope it pays off for cotton.
Hopefully.
I got a nice hat when I was in town, a nice fancy gardening hat that we'll display for you folks some other time.
Yeah, find out.
We're going to zhuzh it up a little bit our way, my way.
Yeah.
My way?
It's got some flowers on it, but they're brown, so it's okay.
Brown felt.
Yeah.
It's, I think it's.
I was like, maybe they're actually throwing stars, though. Maybe they're not even flowers.
I tried on a bunch of different hats, and there was that other
they didn't have any throwing
style.
Star?
No, style I know, right? What the hell? Give it
it was disappointing.
A dollar store, or Dollar General, or
yeah.
dollar bills, y'all. That'd be mine if I owned about a Buckville. Dollar store. Ooh, Buckville. Sounds dirty.
Sounds.
You know, like that's where rodeo. That came from? Buck? Because that was like, that's you get a dollar for a deer skin or whatever. So
you for a buck?
A buck a hide, so you get a buck.
Like a boy where, deer?
Yeah. That's where, like a dollar, you call it a buck or whatever. That's where that came from.
Huh.
Buck. You know that? Anybody else? You know
that? Huh. That's yeah, interesting crazy, stuff right? we got there.
I know. What else? I got a hat. I got some epoxy.
Okay.
I got a shitload of epoxy.
I think we talked about that just on the ferry ride
back.
Oh,
did we?
Yeah.
Okay. I can't even remember now. It seems so long. Look how dark it is now.
It was yesterday.
Look. See? It was like been so dark out since yesterday.
Pardon me.
That whole time. Darkness.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Mm-hmm. And I was up early cleaning today.
Yeah, you had a whole
and did
full
some
day.
Hair, yeah. And then went and did some changeover for Airbnb place.
Yeah, you had a whole big old productive day.
Mm-hmm.
That was amazing. Good job.
Yeah.
Good job. I didn't do anything. I watched Air, the new Ben Affleck, Matt Damon.
Yeah.
Show, movie, thing. It was pretty good.
Yeah.
It was a bit of a Michael Jordan commercial. Not, you know, not necessarily commercial, but they really, like the whole middle of the movie. Sorry, am I boring you?
It's quite late.
It's pretty late.
It's quite late.
Quite late after a long day, long couple days.
Mm-hmm.
Hey. Yeah. Anyway, it's a bit of a commercial for Michael Jordan, but it's good. It's a good movie.
That's nice.
Yeah. It's got, I like Jason Bateman. Like, he only a little bit plays sort of the dry, cuts deep kind of guy in this. But he's also the business guy who's, you know, has to be the head of marketing and all that kind of stuff, too. So, I like Jason Bateman shows where he's just, like, just straight up dry. And, you know, just he's so fast, so quick.
Yeah, he was really good on the Smartless tour.
Yeah, the Smartless on the Road
show. Is that what it was called?
Yeah, yeah.
Beastie's back.
Beastie's my ears got really itchy for a second. Hold on, folks.
Uh-oh.
Pause. Ah.
Pause right here. There's all kinds of pause.
I got some new headphones. Oop. And I cheaped out, which I knew I cheaped out on them, but...
Jason loves buying headphones.
They're definitely going to take some getting used to in the old ear canals.
Okay.
You know, compared to my old ones that I lost somewhere. I don't know where the hell they ended up, but that's why I buy cheap ones. It's the same as sunglasses. You know,
yeah.
I tend to lose them every now and then, or I sit on them, or I crush them, or get them full of gravel, or I drop them in the toilet, or off the dock in the water.
What?
Oh, yeah, it happens. I still have the one here that I dropped in the toilet. It still works. But it only does like a quarter of the charge now. Just, you know, quarter of the time. So I don't
know, got a little piece of poop in there that's blocking the other three quarters.
The zinc and the iron in my poop. Something happened there and caused a battery loss. Just batteries, mainly.
Beastie, copper. Maybe don't lick me.
Copper plates.
Thank you.
Bleach.
Beastie likes licking me, but come if on, I have sunscreen on, I don't let him. Yeah, it's
time
ridiculous.
To shave the old mustache is getting a little crazy here. Wild man of...
Keep trying to talk you into getting a haircut or something.
What's that guy's name that you just looked up? The music guy? Guadalupe? No.
Well, that was this morning. That's
so long ago.
I can't look it up because I'm using my phone.
Yeah, yeah. I can't remember his name now either. It was something good, though. We'll credit it on the thing. How's your cat there?
My cat likes to stand on my knee.
It's your fuzzy little neck warmer.
He says, my new microphone, I just talk into this kitty tail. This is just like thump. Anyway, Beastie's back. Just getting some head scratches.
The one.
Trying to get him over into the camera.
Two. And then on the third one, he keeps it up because he's strong. It's like Hulkamania thing.
What's going on?
Yeah.
Oh, because he's tapping out?
Yeah, because that's how they check when he's like laid out after he just got hit with a real bad leg drop or something. They do the one. And then they do three, and he holds it up, and he gets all Hulkamania strong.
Oh, no.
I assume that's what the cat's doing at the same time.
Probably. He's trying to crush my boobs a bit. Loves crushing boobs.
Boob crusher.
He's got a microphone there, too.
It's like Wesley Crusher?
I don't know who that is.
You don't know who Wesley Crusher from Star Trek The Next Generation?
Oh, is that the kid?
The kid. Ensign Beverly and... Ensign Wesley Crusher. I can't even talk. And then Dr. Beverly, his mom, Dr. Beverly Crusher. How you doing over there?
The kid's got some claws. His murder mittens are sharp. He's a nice kid.
Yeah, he's a good
boy. What you got in your bowl there, Jason?
Ooh, this is actually a bit of an all sorts barrel kind of thing here. Do people know about all sorts? Explain all sorts to James back home there.
It's when you have, like, it's kind of like the swamp water of weed.
There you go.
If you guys know what swamp water is. It's like where you take all the bits and little bits of whatever's left of all the different kinds and put it together.
All the little bits of everybody else's drinks you pour it into a big barrel and take shots out of that. Have some fun with it. Quit it. Kitty.
He gives me kisses, but sometimes he bites a little bit, too.
I don't like it when he bites.
He's a little bit
chews on me. Bite the mice
outside. He's just making sure I'm still alive.
That's his trick?
He's like, if she doesn't fight me off, fair game, right? He's like, I just tested out. Is this part ready? He thinks it might be like a little carrot that's for snacking on.
So in this bowl right here, we have a mix of... the old homegrown Pine Warp.
Okay.
And the Oakland Mint Kush and the Lemon Walker. Yeah? This reminds me of the grandma's boy. What did he say? I want you to take the deer shit, the Frankenstein shit, and the Green Monster, roll it all up into one big joint. I don't give a fuck. I'll go there with you, man. I'll give a fuck. Whatever he says. Dante.
It's like... If you get the deer one, you shouldn't be getting a lion.
Because
he's having
like
a lion delivered.
Yeah, getting a lion delivered.
Don't lions eat deer? You have to be careful, man.
Oh, draws like a pencil.
See if I can get some hand-free
action.
You're going
to have to...
Crush your cat?
There. Yep. Figure it out. Ooh, sorry, I coughed right into the mic there. I'll have to cut that one out, maybe.
Dead air.
Just thinking about the rabbit hole that we went down last night with the Cloudbusters thing or whatever.
Oh yeah.
Like, how did we even get onto that?
So my cousin sent me this link to join a page on Facebook about it's like electro gardening or something. I was pretty sleepy because we, you know. Why are you laughing at me?
Electro gardening. I just love the.
I don't know. It's got a fancier name than that. But again, it's on my phone right there. Yeah. So as far as I kind of gleaned in the like two posts that I read about it, it's basically like trying to work with, you know, the magnetic poles and the magnetism of the earth and help to like create these, I'm going to say a vortex within your garden so that the plants can grow better.
Okay.
Yeah. That. It's like an electromagnetic whatever. Okay. Keeps certain bugs away. And
I know like worms and beetles and stuff like sort of usually shy away from electricity.
Well, you want worms in your garden.
Yeah, so. That's what I mean.
Yeah, I don't know. It's, again, I was really tired and it was a link after I got sent after the end of a really long day to town. I only go to town like 4 times a year, so it's a big adventure day for princesses. sorry, I'm way closer to you now.
Is that too close?
I don't think so. I think people like to see my head be a whole bunch bigger and
just seemed like it was really hard to
That's okay. It's, yeah.
Yeah.
I guess so. Just readjust everything. Jason slid the table halfway across the room here, so
lots closer. I moved it an inch or two.
It's not a very big room, is what I'm saying.
Halfway across the room.
That's what I'm saying. It's not a very big room.
Tiny, tiny little room.
You know? Yeah. It's the pod lab is massive, would you believe?
Yep, there you go. So much spacious space.
Space
over here.
Jason's a space case.
Space cock.
He's a space cock.
Space cock. I was trying to do spacely space sprockets. It's hard to say.
Why would you want to say that, though?
It's from the Jetsons.
Oh, okay.
You know, Mr. Spacely, that was...
I don't know, I didn't get to watch
that. That was George's boss. George Jetson's boss is Mr. Spacely.
I just remember there was, like, a lot of pneumonic tubes and stuff.
Pneumatic?
Is that what they are?
Yeah. Pneumatic is like air.
Okay.
You know, like the type that you're like in the old school 50s style where like in the department store or whatever and they want to pass some info or cash. Sometimes you see them in certain stores with the cash and funk.
And you do a cash drop. Goes,
yeah. There you go.
Get more than $500 in your till.
Is that what the thing is, I assume?
I think it's $1,000 or whatever now, but or like when I worked at Zellers, if you had more than $500, you had to like put it under your...
Oh, yeah, under the till.
Yeah, because we had, like, $100 float or whatever, and then, yeah, anything over that much. And there was no such thing as debit. There was just Visa and check.
Right, the old Visa.
MasterCard.
Shunk, shunk.
Yeah.
That style machine. Those are
took
fucking...
a long time, and we had to, like, flip
write
through...
Write it all out.
We had to flip through, like, a book, so if people wrote a check, you had to, like...
Oh,
like say,
a pre-approved
say people? Okay, my last name's Hansen, so right. Then you'd like grab the binder and you'd go to the H section and flip it open and then flip through all the pages. So there was like pages of photocopied checks where people had like bounced their check. Like so they'd written a check where the money wasn't there wasn't enough money in the account, so there wasn't just like a NSF charge, no, you know.
Right.
Non-sufficient funds.
Yeah.
Charge. Like, now they would, I mean, I don't even know if people do checks, but, so back then, they would, like, sort of blacklist you. So if you came, so say I'd, like, written a check for my kids' school supplies, didn't have the money in there, and then I came in at Christmas time, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to shop and just, you know, I got $300 worth of all my fucking Christmas shopping, and there's a lineup all the way down the aisle because it's fucking midnight madness. And then I have to check the fucking checkbook because if it bounces, that comes out of my check.
Oh, crazy.
That's what they threatened us. I don't know if they ever enforced it, but we had to like flip through the check, like stop what we're doing, turn around, flip through the checkbook, and you're not really supposed to show anybody else, but you got like, you're in those fucking little clerk booths, and you know, the person behind you can see right over your shoulder. So you flip through and try to find, you know, their name on the pictures of the photocopied checks.
Right.
And, yeah, and then if you do find it, you have to call your supervisor, and then your supervisor has to, like, break the news to the person.
Right.
Meanwhile, you got a lineup of, like, 18 people in your fucking aisle, because there was only ever two or three of us on at a time.
Get your school supplies and your Christmas presents out of here, deadbeat.
Yeah, yeah, they're like, you gotta pay for the other shit first before you can have this stuff, and you'd already rang it all in, so then you had to void the whole thing, so you have to...
Of course.
The supervisor has to void out the whole transaction for you. If it's two or three things, you could, like... You used to be able to get rid of them, but then people were, like, scamming the tills by doing that. They would ring in, like, five or six things and then charge people for them, and then after the people would leave, they would, like...
Void a couple back.
Yeah.
And take the money out.
Yeah, and then they'd take the difference out.
Yeah, classic scam, that one.
Yeah, was it? Is it? Yeah, that's what you guys do?
It's a, like, I can't remember what they call it.
Oh.
Fake refund.
Okay.
You know, or something like that. That's what you guys do? No. No, I don't think I've ever had a job where I was in the power to be able to do that.
No.
I was going to say, though, that, like, can you imagine, like, people get fucking pissed off if you don't use a tap now. If you have to use a debit or cash, mm-hmm. and it's like, oh, hurry up, asshole!
Mm-hmm.
You know, that whole thing. It's like, holy shit, I have to punch in four numbers and my checking and F1 for checking, and it seems like it's taking forever. Imagine, like, doing that now.
At the store, some people still wrote checks, but most of the people had an account, like, at the little corner store, one of the stores here on the island.
Just filling out, like, the little Visa slip in triplicate and everything, the carbon paper, shunk, trying to teach people that even nowadays would be so brutal.
Yeah.
Imagine people waiting for that. No way.
I remember when I was like 19 or something like that, and I was living in Kelowna, and I had a student visa. So, you know, when you get your student loan, they just, at the Royal Bank, they just gave you a student visa with a $500 credit.
Oh, okay.
They were just like, because you had a student loan, they were like, okay, well, we'll help you build your credit, which...
I was never a student. So.
Yeah, so... They just were just like, hey, you should get one of these, and, you know, build up your credit. And I was like, I don't know how to manage this.
Yeah, just I'm a fucking
kept
kid.
It. Yeah, I kept it fucking maxed out, and then
thanks for piling on this debt on me.
And then I
responsibility,
but it was a $500 limit, so it was manageable. And then I'd pay like $40 on it, you know, and you owed like 36, so I'd pay like $40 on it so I'd get it down below the thing.
Right.
And then I'd take my first fiance. I was like, oh, let's go for Chinese food because we knew this one buffet place. It did that shunk shunk thing.
Oh, right.
Still, it wasn't like, they didn't have a
automatic
swipe machine.
Kind of style, yeah.
Yeah, so it took them a couple days to process it. Yeah. So I knew I could get money back in there, but we could have Chinese food now. Yeah. It
the
was
good old days,
stupid.
Eh?
Yeah, and like carrying around debt for eating out.
Yeah.
And paying interest on eating out.
Chinese food's pretty good, though.
Yeah.
I just ate a shitload of it. I'm not going to say way too much because I'm still alive, but it was touch and go there for a little bit, I think.
It was an obscene amount.
It was a pretty crazy amount of Chinese food.
Yeah, he's like, oh, you're not going to get any? No. Okay.
Okay, I'm still going to get the same amount for two, though. Well, actually, five people, probably.
Yeah.
Realistically.
Dinner for seven.
But I ate it over a couple days worth, you know, so that helps. Right?
Does it?
I don't know. My stomach still just feels like it's going to burst right now.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I ate way too much of it.
It was weird to open up the fridge and have it be, like, full of food that I can't eat. I was like, oh. We did get strawberries, though, and some cheese buns. So I ate a cheese bun and some strawberries for supper while you had... Plate after plate of Chinese food.
Massive amounts of Chinese food.
Well, whatever.
Well, I'm glad you're, you know, You're able to laugh about it now.
Yeah, I chose to have tacos in town and then didn't really get, like, stuff for later. Yeah.
For later on?
Yeah.
Well, because we went to the grocery store, but we didn't really get groceries. I mean, we got some.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like, hey, let's grab a bunch of stuff for food.
We're like, we'll just do an order when we get home and have it delivered because fucking lights in there, man. I'm not used to, like, big department stores and stuff. Just walking in to get the, go to the bathroom and then get insurance. I was like,
When I went to the dollar store, I seriously felt like it was one of those fucking Hitchcock effect kind of things. When I looked down the aisles, it seemed like it was so long. Like, it literally went so long that it started to, like, force perspective where the people at the end were just, like, tiny little ants.
Well, that's because they're further away from you.
Oh, that's how that works. Shit. Okay.
Yeah.
Not so much force perspective, just perspective.
Just actual perspective. Yeah. Like, if they had a
tiny... But I was just like...
If they had a tiny person right up close to you, and you're like, whoa, how far away are they? Jason found some of these. This is what I'm nibbling on because I'm sleepy.
Oh, don't eat them all. I haven't even tried one yet.
It's
I mean, how are they?
Reese's Pieces with chocolate cookie biscuit. I guess today was biscuit cookie day.
I think biscuit au chocolat.
Okay. Yeah, whatever. Words.
We're Canadian, right? Here, so everything, all our packages have to have English and French.
Yeah.
Just for our other listeners that are, say, in England or Ireland or Australia. There was an Australian the other day.
Canada has to be all ooh-la-la sometimes.
Ooh-la-la!
I remember when I was a kid and and we started enforcing having the two languages on everything. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Because I was born in the 70s and all of a sudden, all the cereal boxes, instead of only having English on them, they had to have a French side.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, all the information on the box had to be, like, squished down and then shoved in the corner. And like, I think that's when they started putting them on the sides, on the panel.
Two different sides.
Yeah.
Right, all the way around or whatever. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird. It's like... It's not that we have candy. Jason, these are Jason's candy choices. I was like, do you have anything sweet? I made, like, soup for supper.
Arachnid.
But, yeah.
That's the only French that I know is from...
Chocolate?
From packaging. From alternate versions. That's how I know arachnid is peanut, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And pamplemousse.
Yeah.
You know?
Is grape or raisin.
Fruit. Yeah. Raisin. Grape, you know?
Yeah.
Ananas is pineapple.
Yeah.
That's all just from, like, stocking shelves working at grocery stores and shit, you know?
Yeah.
Or just buying groceries over the years in Canada. They like to say, Canada. I watched that 100-foot wave, and he says, oh, la, la. Instead of, you know, like, you always heard, like, ooh, la, la.
Mm-hmm.
He says it really quick. This one guy, this French guy on there, he's like, oh, la, la. Like that. And it sounds so awesome every time he says
wild.
It. Yeah. And they're like, oh, we got a good wave. Oh, la, la. He says it. It's awesome. I can't remember the guy's name. Yeah. He's not a surfer himself. He just drives the jet ski for his wife, fiance now.
Fiance
person.
Late breaking news.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Anybody else watching 100-foot wave out there? Any other big wave surfing fans? Nazaré, Portugal? Anybody? Lost everybody? Another half of our audience? Gone. Everybody's sleeping.
Go Bricks!
I don't know if the Bricks are still in the playoffs or not, but
I don't know.
Hopefully.
I think they won the bowl.
They won the big ice bowl.
The plate. They won the...
They won the big silver platter.
Yeah. I think so.
Go Bricks!
Yeah.
Go Generics!
Fork and A!
Fork and A!
It's a Canadian team.
Right, you gotta be polite about it, you know?
Yep.
Oh, goodness me.
Yeah, so you had a good town trip then?
Yeah, it was pretty decent.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it was sort of a quick, the old in out.
It was super spontaneous, like, to find out, like, oh, like, I knew that the insurance runs out end of May, usually on my truck. But I don't pay monthly, I just pay for it ahead of time for, like, the whole year I save up and then just pay for it. And
which is awesome.
And they used to have stickers on the trucks in BC, so it would say, like, the month and then the date.
Yeah.
Is, like, when it runs out. And last year they stopped doing it. And So it was really weird to not get a sticker to put on there. And the fella at the insurance, he was saying, if you're traveling outside BC or outside Canada, to make sure that you go and, like, remove the...
Peel it off.
Peel off the old ones off of your plate, because people will, like, the cops will pull you over because you have expired plates on. Yep. And it's not that my plates are expired, it's just that they used to have the sticker system and now they don't. And so if you have no sticker, then you're less likely to get pulled over in a different province or a different...
states.
Yeah, different country.
Yeah, but they don't, yeah. They don't know that we don't have the no sticker.
Yeah, they just see that there's the dates, and then there's, yeah.
Yeah.
And they're out of date.
Yeah. It's all politics.
Yeah.
You know?
It's politics?
Speaking of politics, no, I don't know.
Why are you getting all political?
No.
You got a segue about the NDP or something?
Yeah, I just...
You're okay.
It's all bullshit, but I don't want to get into it, I guess.
Okay, good, because I don't like talking about that.
I was going to be like, speaking of politics, I don't really want to talk about that kind of bullshit that's going on in Alberta, so...
Okay, so good job bringing it up.
Yeah, that's the whole plan, you know?
Okay.
That's sort of what I do. You know, fake segue. I now call it. It's like fake news.
Okay.
But
yeah. Super lame. So hopefully the good guys got voted in.
Yay!
Good go guys. Bricks. Good guys and gals.
Go political bricks.
Yeah, well.
Go generic rocks. Political candidate.
Yeah.
Yay! I don't know.
Informed.
I'm drinking some A&W root beer.
I see that.
Nice glass bottle here.
Ding! Don't, ow!
Oh, yeah?
That hurts my ears.
Oh, sorry, I can barely hear it.
Sorry, everybody. Jason's all dramatic with his glass flicking.
It's fancy. The old glass.
Is it? In people's ears? Do you guys like hearing that?
I think so.
I didn't. It hurt my ears a little bit.
Oh, so Cloudbusters.
Yeah.
We never got back around to Cloudbusters because you started talking... Something about something.
He asked how I found out about it, and so I was telling you about the page.
Oh, right.
Yep.
And then we got Tangent Road and about something
I
else.
Guess so.
So...
So, the second post down on that page that I looked at, there was somebody who had built their own Cloudbuster. And so, my understanding is that they are for dispersing clouds.
Yeah.
And especially clouds caused by chemtrails.
Right.
Just in case anybody wants to leave now. Yeah. So, and anybody that doesn't know what a chemtrail is like these planes that put out stuff behind them that's supposed to make clouds happen.
Yeah.
And there's all kinds of reasons that people think that this could be happening, you know, like trying to cause depression by blocking out the vitamin D from the sun.
That's my theory.
Because now people are kind of figuring out that maybe some sunscreens are kind of bad for you and stuff.
Well, not having vitamin D is very bad.
Yeah, it's...
It can cause all kinds of issues.
Especially depression.
Physical, mental, all kinds of stuff. Very, very bad stuff.
But, yeah, so big pharma wants you to have sickness and sadness or something. So anyways, there's these things that you can make to, like, burst the clouds. And, like, when I was about 19, I met somebody... That was like, hey, we can burst clouds with our minds.
Well, that's all from Men Who Stare at Goats. Have you seen that?
I think I have also. So we used to just like lay in the park and smoke weed and then stare at a cloud until it dispersed.
Weird.
And it seemed to work.
Okay.
So anyways, if you don't have time to lay around smoking weed, you can make these devices.
I think I prefer the first way, but...
Yeah, well, so you don't have to make this then, Jason. So it's like some copper tubing, and they, like, it sort of looks like a circular wind chime situation, but, like, sticking out of a bucket. And they do, like, metal shavings to, like, amplify, and then there's, like, crystals, double-terminated crystals... Like things on, like, so it's got a point on each end that's suspended in the bottom of each of these tubes. And then the whole thing's filled with resin, which I'm not sure.
And metal filings.
Yeah, the metal filings are in there. And then resin.
Could be copper, could be herbs you could throw in there, he says.
Yeah, some people do decorative bullshit in there, too.
And gems if you want.
Yeah, you could do fancy stuff, too.
Yeah.
So, and the bottom's got to have a big coil of copper.
Right.
But it's got to be going a specific way. There's, like, people fighting on the page about which way the copper twirl has to go. And I'm like, okay, well, doesn't the resin fuck up, like, the electromagnetic whatever from it? The
30 pounds of resin you're putting in there.
Yeah, like $700 in resin. So Jason's like, okay, well, that looks pretty cool. Let's look it up online and see what this is about. And there were some...
Sensei Dennis.
Yeah, there's, like, a dude that, like, makes them. And he shows you how to make one in, like, a 5-gallon bucket. And it's, like, a whole thing. He made this one, like, was that in, like, 1996 or something? Yeah, was the video that we watched.
A long time ago.
And he looked early like somebody's, YouTube. Like, weird uncle or something. He had, like, white dress slacks.
Yeah, the weird uncle that owns a boat, you know, kind of that.
Yeah,
guy.
He had, like, white dress slacks, but was, like, in the backyard, and somebody was filming him making this, and, like, yeah, it was...
And then I looked up his whole page, entertaining. And then it was, like... One of the newer videos from like a couple of years ago was just 5 minutes of a helicopter flying around his house.
He's just
like super up close.
It seems helicopter. Like maybe the paranoia has kicked in. Yeah, maybe he needs on. More cloudbursters. Or maybe they're coming after him for his cloudbursters.
Maybe it's a real thing.
So
I don't know.
Yeah. Anyways, I'm excited about the prospect of like, well, you know, being one, able to have like your garden grow better. But I'm like, what about, like, all these forest fires and, like, town fires and stuff? Do I really want to be bursting the clouds that there are?
Well, but the difference is that...
Is that very responsible of me?
I don't know.
But
I don't want to get too deep into all conspiracy.
It's the same gal
here,
that'll pick up a moon snail to save it by putting it deeper in the ocean.
Yeah, exactly.
Which, you know...
Yeah, save the whales.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm
the rainforest.
A good person or a bad person because of that.
Nuke the rainforest or whatever. How does something.
Something.
I think we should build one, though. That's why I'm laughing.
That's why you've bought 700 fucking tubes of resin? Is so we can make one of these buckets?
Oh, no, we need way more resin than that.
This is like 1 ounce at a time.
Well, that's why I said that, because they're like $800 to buy online. Well, and I'm like, the price of copper, the price of resin, the price of metal filings nowadays even, you know?
So what I'm imagining happened is there's somebody that like cleans a trades place school or something like that.
Right.
So there's like a metal shop.
Yeah.
And they've got all the filings and bullshit laying around. And then in the other part, there's like a... like rocks and gems kind of a area of this academy, and in the trash there's all these like bits of scraps, and this like, you know, custodian person's like, oh, well, this is crazy, man, this shouldn't be getting rid of all this stuff, we got to figure out a way to reuse this.
He's always been into art.
Copper piping and you know, happens to have like a lot of resin. And not the kind you scrape out of your pipe after the long weekend.
I wonder if that would work. You have to collect a lot of resin.
Can you imagine the smell? A full 5-gallon bucket of just res?
Just weed res and metal filings.
Yeah,
and copper in there.
Gonna attract something.
Definitely burst some clouds on that shit.
It's, yeah, you might not want to. I don't know, that might catch fire or something. I don't recommend
that.
Some
brain cells on that.
Yes, definitely. Be like, we're building a cloud burster. We got to smoke more.
Yeah. Sorry, officer.
Yeah. Sorry, officer, because you're like smoking it at the police station.
Well, I assume, you know, neighbors are calling because you're smoking so much weed.
Yeah, I thought that, you know. When we drove by the cop shop yesterday, I thought maybe they were making a calendar or something.
Okay, because Buddy was all...
He was putting the pressure washer away, he just washed the side of their boat and the
was
trucks.
Was he, like, shirtless with just the bib?
No, he had full uniform on, looked sweaty.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, oh, maybe they're making a calendar.
Ooh. Maybe. Mm-hmm. Is that a thing?
Mm-hmm.
Kids do these days? Are you allowed to have sexy calendars?
Kids are making sexy calendars.
No, sorry, I don't mean that. I didn't mean the kids. I mean people.
Okay.
Adult people out there, you know.
Cops. Probably. I think people make
cops and
calendars
firefighters
still.
Are still allowed to make, like, sexy calendars and stuff?
I think.
Canceled or woke or...
Objectified?
Unwoke?
I think if you're like sexy with a puppy,
oh,
then it's cute. Okay.
Okay.
Because they have like firefighters.
Okay, I get you.
Teamed up with like a SPCA right. or right. a rescue dog, right.
or like
situation
serving tea or something. Just as like
what?
Just as like a funny, ironic kind of thing.
Cats with tea.
You know, no. Oh. Firefighters.
Firefighters with cats with tea.
Yeah.
Okay. This is like a Cheshire cat.
Like
Alice in Wonderland.
The tea table kind of.
But the cops show up to bust situation calendar.
There's some sort of weird fantasy in the back of the brain there. Huh. I'm not really sure what's happening. Huh. But this weed's really good.
So. Some sort of like.
See all sorts. Do it to us.
Some sort of mashup, I think okay. they call those.
Okay. Smash up.
Yeah, like where the cops sure. roll in on
skateboards?
Sure.
That was the first thing that came to me.
Yeah, the cops are rolling in on skateboards.
Okay.
And then, but maybe it's not Alice in Wonderland this time. Maybe it's a different story.
Maybe it's.
Which story do you think?
Like Susie in Thunderland.
Wow, that's not where I thought this was going. No, I don't all. Think that that's an actual like an other awesome story. Porn, is you it? Know?
Yeah. I'd watch that. Malice in Thunderland.
Oh.
Ooh. I wonder if you could do something like that because.
I'm guessing there's going to be some thighs in this one.
Copyright issues coming off of like all the Disney characters and stuff. I wonder where the copyright lies on Alice in Wonderland if you could make something like the Winnie the Pooh thing.
Yeah.
That's how they're allowed to make that Winnie the Pooh evil movie.
Is because Winnie the Pooh is no longer a trademark?
Yeah, his copyright ran out. So as long as you don't. They had to change the clothes and they couldn't. I think it was like they couldn't call him specifically Winnie the Pooh. They could call him Winnie or Pooh. Because. But Winnie the Pooh is like a.
Christopher Robin.
It's no longer trademarked, but it's close enough to the character that they own that they could get sued. It's something like, there's a whole weird thing with Mickey Mouse and because Mickey Mouse was originally Steamboat Willie, and now they use that, the original cartoon, the Steamboat Willie thing, as the logo in front of like Disney shows and stuff now.
Yep.
And that's their way to keep it not copyrighted still, but owned by them, or as a character property.
Because like a through association situation. Yeah.
So like somebody else couldn't come up with that exact character, but you could come up with something close, legally wise. You know, on what you know what you can do with it and stuff. So there's all kinds of issues now where it's like Goofy and Steamboat Willie and stuff coming out now.
Park the plane.
That's it. That's it.
Okay. Circling the airport there. Just bring her in for
people
landing.
People might want to be interested in that kind of stuff.
It might be.
I don't know. Just because you're not.
Well.
People out there might be.
I got to get going, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You
have a heavy date?
I'm really sleepy.
That's great. Okay. Well, on that note, I guess.
Pull a David Spade.
All right. Yeah. You got a heart out, do you?
Yeah.
Beyonce? Big meeting? 2 minutes? Yep. Heart out?
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for coming along on the trip with us.
And, yeah.
Let us know if you like the weird town trip impromptu
on the thing. Road again situation. We'll see how it all edits together, and hopefully there'll be something entertaining for you guys.
Can't wait to get on the road again. I like that song, actually.
It's a pretty good song.
Things I've seen before.
What?
Just can't wait to get on that road
dance
again.
Floor.
On that dance floor again. Anyway, if you want to find us on the old Facebook or the Instagram.
At We Can't Pick.
Yeah, that's us. And on the YouTubes at youtube.com.
/...
At We Can't Pick.
At We Can't Pick.
Yeah. You know, I know it's a little
and that's where we are.
You can find us on there. You hit us up. Give us some, you know.
Are we at
some story ideas.
At 1,500 listens on the...
We will be probably by the time this comes out.
It's very, very close, you guys. I think we were like only needed 17 more or something like that. And we'll be at 1,500 listens.
Downloads. That's just listens. Audio stuff. Through the Buzzsprout. But and with YouTube, it's got to be way more than that.
We can find out what the numbers are if you guys want to know.
Thanks very much, everybody, for all your super support.
Thank you for listening.
And your love and your...
Joining us.
Comments and your everything. Give us
shares.
Anything you guys want to talk about, let us know. Anything that's been, you know, you've been into or up to. What have you been up to so far this summer? Let us know.
Yeah.
Is it summer yet?
Do you want to do... Not
officially?
No, not officially.
Okay.
If there's any topics...
Yeah.
That you guys are think would be fun for us to talk about.
For sure.
We're open to...
Jib jab.
Yeah. To jib jabbery.
I'll jib your jab.
Oh. And send us a message or whatever.
Yeah.
And up.
Oh, am I forgetting something?
What was your what would you rather?
Oh, I thought you were sleepy.
I am. Well, is it a long one? We'll save it for next time?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, next time there'll be a will you rather.
Maybe. We'll see what happens.
I might be sleepy.
I just keep him stocked up here just in case.
Okay, he's stocking.
You know, but yeah, it's not John
stocking. He's got his stockings on. He's got to go wash his stockings.
Yeah, got to get my stocking on. Oh.
Your Christmas stocking?
Yeah, let's go with that. Yes.
Okay, guys.
All right.
Love Thanks you all for very joining much. Us. Snack Proud time. Of you for making it through another week.
Yay.
And we'll catch you Wednesday for our next episode.
We'll see you guys after.
We can't pick a title podcast.
This episode has been brought to you by blah, 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 blah.
By
Peanut Butter O'Henry.
Not officially, but.
No, not at all.
We will if you want to.
Maybe if you send us. Don't send us the keys.
Don't
send us a shirt.
Send us a...
I wear a peanut butter and energy shirt.
2XL
sure.
Men's shirt
That'd
for
be
me.
Awesome.
And Jason wants a nice cup.
Ooh, I like that.
He loves little Henry cups.
I do love cups. All right, let's do it.
Catch you next time.
Love you all. Have fun.
Wrapping it up in a nice little bow. I really hope you liked all of our stories. We don't really have an outro yet. We hope we didn't cause too many bores. That's when you get bored and you're like, fuck this, and you space out and you look over there. You don't want to quit listening because you love us and you're putting up with our shenanigans.